Kumlana Blanca Motor, we're up to Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. We'll start from Kuf Amud Beis in the very bottom of the page. So the Mishnah tells us that if a mincha or an asachim became tameh before you made it holy, no problem, you just redeem it and use the money to buy another mincha. But once you were you sanctified it in a clay shardus, you cannot redeem it anymore. And then it says regarding birds and wood and levina, clay shardus, same thing. Once it became tameh, there's no way you're redeeming it. So it came along Shmuel and said that when we say mincha and the sochim became tameh, that you can mikadosh it. It doesn't mean only tameh. Even if it's toy, it can still be used for its original purpose. He's still allowed to be paid. That was Shmuel's chiddush. Okay, so up to the bottom of the page, and we ask what the chiddush in that is. So we said that a tameh is called, and then he said, but once you put it in the keli, and then it became tameh, you cannot redeem it anymore. What's the chiddush of that? We know that once it's a kadosh kedushas goof, you cannot redeem it. So we said, we thought, it's like a baal mum. We know by an animal, if it has a mum, we let it go ahead and we redeem it. So maybe tumah is just like baal mum. We find that the Torah uses the word mum for tameh. Okay, so Rav Jek, sorry, kuf aleph amud aleph. We brought two psukim that we see there that a mum and a tummy is called a bal mum. So we would have thought you could redeem it, and the Mishnah says you can't. We're up to about 12 lines on top. It says in our Mishnah, Yushmul said that if they're tahoidin, you can still redeem them as long as they weren't kaidish yet, even though they can still be used for the original purpose. Let me ask you a question. It says in our Mishnah, ha'ifas, birds, you have it? Eifed, birds, eitzim, and wood, if you donate base of mikdash, ralavoin and incense, v'chlei shoresh, and klei shoresh, shenitmu, if they all of these cases, ein lehem pidyon, they cannot be redeemed. Says now Mishnah, they cannot be redeemed. Because only a behemoth with a mum can be redeemed, not these. Now the chayder, shalai nem a pidyon al behemoth. Bishleim eifed, birds, I understand, kedushas al guf ninu. A bird becomes created, they themselves go on the base of Migdash, so they became kedushas al guf, so you cannot redeem it. I understand. And that's what the Mishnah says. Only behemoth, we're told that if it has a mum, you can sell it and redeem it, and the money buy a new carbon. Ela eitzim, when it comes to wood, ulavoyim, when it comes to incense, they themselves do not become kedushas. You don't put the wood inside a keli. They don't become kedushas aguf, or the levina as well, or clay shodder. The clay shodder themselves, they don't become kedushas aguf. So l'chayda, why can't you redeem them when you become tamei? These are all machshiri carbon. They're all there to support kabbonis. And yet you can't, must be, elalam mishum the tahidim ba'alma ein nivdin. Take out, that's why we take out the word shenitmu in the beginning. The Mishnah just says that eitzim and oifas and levayna kleshadas can never be redeemed. Not that they became tameh. That even the tahidim, they cannot be redeemed. So the question is on Shmuel. You, Shmuel, said that he can redeem it even while it's tired, even though it can be used for this original purpose. You can redeem it. Here, clearly the Mishnah says that oifas and oifas been a stank, there's a goof. But eitzim and levayna and all that you cannot redeem. Why can't you redeem eitzim and levayna? There's no kedushas or goof, you know, and they're tired. And then you go further. Even if you want to say that they became tamei, they're treated like tahirim. Why are they treated like tahirim? Because we know the laws of tumah is only to do with food. And they're not considered food. They're not considered food. Ella, the only reason why they are makabel tumah, chibas hakodesh. Sorry? You talking about before it went into clay shadus. The levina before it went to bezichin, before he did it into clay shadus. The potatoes himself, the levina itself. It's only because it's going to be used on the base of Midrash. So we learned a while ago, it says v'habasa, not only meat, but also things which come with the meat, like the wood, and of these things, the levina. They also have now chashivas, that they become batumah. But when, the 18, when do we say by wood, only when you're prepared, kama de lemashul exeidin lemiskashere, because man, you didn't yet make it into smaller pieces so that they can go directly on the mizbeach, they're not yet chashiv, so they're not makabatumah. And levoina nami kamel kitchen be klishodah lemiskasher, and so to levoina calls my in a place in klishodahs and I become kaidish, and klishodahs nami, and even the klishodahs themselves how you use that mikvah loy, they all of them, even though they're tameh, they're like tohu, and yet it says that you cannot redeem it. Now you Shmuel said that even while it's tohu, that they could be redeemed calls man they didn't become kaidish. These are all tohu, and yet it says that you cannot redeem it. I'll tell you, if it's tired, it could be redeemed. So how come Eitzim Lavoina and Klei Sharet cannot be redeemed? V'hani, you know why? Mishum Delei Shechichihu, because these are uncommon. We don't want you to redeem it and sell it in the open market, because we need this proper wood for the Marocha. We need these things here for Marocha. We'll soon see in a minute why wood is a rare thing. You think there's plenty, an abundant supply of wood. But these things are all rare, and therefore we don't want to allow them just to get rid of it. We want it for ourselves. So the Torah, we want to keep it. So the Gemara, Bishleim Levoina, I understand. Okay, perhaps the frankincense is rare. The Chlei Shodes, and also Chlei Shodes, maybe Leishchichi, these kind of Chlei Shodes that are Kodesh and Ashkich. Ela Eitzim, but wood. Mishkesh Chichis, plenty of wood available. So the Gemara, Eitzim Nami, wood also. Kivin the Omar, since we once learned that Kol Eitzim Imtzibot Talas, any tree that has worms crawling on it, or from it, Pasal Gabi Mezbech. To find wood that has no worms in it at all, that's worm-free, is something which is of a rarity, and therefore, if we have something, we don't want to give it up so readily, so quickly. Okay, so Zigmar Vaita. Okay, so Shmuel still maintains what he says, that that even when the Tohar, if they weren't become Kodesh, they didn't become Kodesh, you can redeem the Mincha and the Nesachim, even though still available, can you still use it for its original purpose? Cause my didn't become Kodesh, Kodesh is goof, even though you already set aside to Zadamim, you're allowed to redeem it. Omer HaPapa said, HaPapa, Ishmi the Shmuel, HaDatanya, Shmuel would have known the following Brice that I'm about to mention to you, he definitely wouldn't have said what he said. What was the Brice say? Hamat fis tmimim lebedek abayis. If somebody takes a hold of an animal which is whole, that's, you know, blemish-free, and he sets it aside, but he didn't set aside for carbon, set aside for the maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash. We read a little before, ain't paid in Islam Mizbech. It must be used for the Mizbech. So you redeem it, you give the money to the medic abayis for the maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash, and use the animal for carbon itself. So you have to sell it for kabanis. Why? She call haro le Mizbech, ain't you yaiti mede Mizbech le oilam. Anything which can be used in Mizbech, don't take it away from Mizbech. Afagad the gushu dominino, even though when you set it aside, all you set aside was the value of it, not the animal itself. Ain't you cannot redeem it. Why? Hoil v'tahoidimim. They're toir, and they could be used as Mizbech, using Mizbech. So what does he claim from here? That if kozman is toir, even though it's only Kedusha Damim, you're not allowed to redeem it because since it's suitable for Mizbech, don't redeem it. So how can Shmuel come along and say that the Mincha and the Nesachim if they're toy? Because man, they weren't Kedusha Daguf. You're allowed to redeem it. So it's clearly here that by an animal, that if it's Shayat Mizbech, even though you set it aside to maintain the Mizbech, you're not allowed to redeem it. That's definitely a heavy hard debate. Definitely Shmuel would have changed his mind.
What if he's wrapped this before it's Holy Folk Home when it's a month old? He's not fixed it for the Beda Kabayis.
It's rov for carbon when it's 8 days old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, he says the Gemara incorrect. Definitely incorrect. Why? Shmila, he knew this brisa. Well, the Hodze Bay still didn't change his mind. Because they're talking about animals and here we're talking about other things. What's a chiluk? Lav Amr Hodze said, the whole Vart is kivin, the Shechichil and Mivriki, and all these instances, like we said, by the bird and Levina because they're rare. We did not allow them to take it away from the base of Migdash. Animals, the same thing. Hochanami kivin, the Shechichim mumin. Animals, generally, animals have, most animals have some kind of a mum. They postle by behemah, because they postle by behemah, that feel a even a cataract in the eye is postle, and it seems that it's quite prevalent. And we said before that even according to Shmuel, when does Shmuel say that you're allowed to redeem it if it's tahirin, if it's something which is common, like the mincha flour, or the nesachim, or the wine, and so on, the oil? These are common, so you can redeem it. But things which are a rarity, like an animal that has no blemish, that is a rarity, then we don't let you be paid it. We say use it for the mizbeach, even though it's an unkedushah damim. Ain't even, you can't redeem it. Rabbi Yishe said that Temeyin Nivdin Tehidin Ain Nivdin. Rabbi Yishe disagrees. Sorry, I skipped one, didn't I? Rabbi Kahana disagrees with Shmuel. Kahana says Temeyin Nivdin. Rabbi Kahana says I disagree. Only Temeyin you can be paid for Kedusha Damim. But Tehidin Ain Nivdin. I believe, Taked, that I don't believe in this answer by Shechichil or Shechichil. I believe that anything which is Tehid, if you set it aside, even though only Kedusha Damim, since it can be used for its original purpose, leave it, let it be. Like Rab Kahana, Temeyin Nivdin, Tehidin Ain Nivdin. Ikedamri, others say, Om Rabbi Yishe. Afilu Tehidin Nivdin. Rabbi Yishe agrees with Shmuel that even Tehidin and Nivdin, and Rabbi Lazar Eimer, Kulon Temeyin Nivdin, Tehidin Nivdin. No, I disagree, but a third opinion. All the Temeyin can be paid there, but Tehidin, since it can be used for original purpose, cannot be paid there, except Chutz ma'asidus ha'efa, except the tenth of an efa of a minchas chayte, of the mincha of a sinner which is a carbon oil of the yedid. He's supposed to bring sheep, you cannot afford sheep, you bring bird, you cannot afford bird, you bring a flower offering. Over there, that flower offering can be redeemed. Why? Because it says in the Pasuk by carbon oil of the yedid, in one place it says mechatosai, and another place it says alchatosai. I mean like this. Mechatosai means from the original chatas, and alchatosai means add to the original chatas. If you were rich, you set aside $100 for a sheep, and then you became poor before you brought the carbon. And now all you can afford is a flour offering. So in the flour offering, it costs $10. You can take that $100 and use $10 on that for flour offering, and the other 90 keep. You can redeem it and keep the 90 up. It becomes chulin. So mechatosai, you can use from the original amount of money, some of it for your chatas and keep the rest. So you could be paid it. Because the Torah clearly says so. And alchatosai means you were poor originally, and then you set aside $10 for a mincha, and then you won the katatz lotto, and now you can afford $100 for a sheep. Then alchatosai, you have to add to the chatas. But what do you learn from mechatosai? That you could redeem, the Torah clearly says, you could redeem this the money you set aside, this is dummy. I heard Pigel b'mincha, if somebody by mincha, let's say he did a kaimetz, put the kaimetz on the mizbeach to roast, and he had in mind that he will eat the shiraim of that mincha the following day, which obviously makes it pigel, and all that he didn't get caught is. According to Rav Shimon, who says that anything which, if nobody can eat from it or can have any hanah from it, then it's no longer mekabel tumah, because it's no longer considered food. If you can't have hanah, what makes it food? Food means that somebody can enjoy it, if not you, a goy. But if you can't have hanah, it means not a goy, you can't do anything with it, then it's not food. If it's not food, it loses its status of food, and you cannot be mekabel tumah. Rav Shimon holds, it's no longer metameh tumah zeichlin. That now we learned which Rav Shimon is this. So therefore, if you did pigel means that nobody can eat from it. If nobody can eat from it, and then afterwards you make it tameh, it's no longer becomes tameh. It's not a kabel tumah, because once you made a pigel, it's not something that people can eat. What's the story? Now we learn ha'orla the first 3 years, which is asabano. Klayakedim the fourth year, which is asabano. Sorry, klayakedim, klaim. With wheat and grapes, which is also no a shoyda nisko, you shechted it right, you shechted it properly, but it didn't. Once it was already sentenced to be put to death, because the balabai is naki to this, so therefore the bal is naki, so therefore we learn that he's naki min chosav, he has nothing from it. The egla rufa, in this case of the egla rufa, you shechted it after you brought it down to the nachales and you shechted it properly. It's also bahano, because that in itself makes it also. And the birds of mitzayda, you shechted it. Well, these are oske examples.
The egla rufa, if you don't overplay the kopit,
we're talking about you didn't.
No, I'm saying. So, with what is an egla rufa? Just because
you brought it down to nachales, but just bring it down nachales, and you have to physically bring it down. So therefore, if you touch it afterwards, it becomes tummy as well. In addition to the fact that it's also, no, it also becomes now tummy. However, Shimon says, "Kulon in metametum zeichlin." Rav Shimon says, "Not metametum zeichlin," because since also, no, it's not food anymore. Umayde Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon is made. Rav Shimon himself is made. That bossa bechol. He said, even though if it's not food, it's not mekabel tumah. It's not food anymore. But if it had a shas hechsher, which means that once upon a time it was suitable to be eaten, then that means that it is food. And once it had a chalais of food, you can never really lose that chalais of food, and therefore it becomes asmano. From all of these examples, Orla never had a shas hechsher. From the moment that it came into the world, it was Orla. Klai Kedem. From the moment it came into the world, it was Klai Kedem. And so on and so forth. Egla rufa, because when the animal was alive, you couldn't eat it, and afterwards you shechted it. It was egla rufa. Every one of these. And Asher Niskel, even though while it was alive, it was a kosher animal before the Bezin sentences, but you couldn't, because while the animal was alive, you can't eat from it. So you shechted it. And you shechted it only after it became a ready osir b'ano, because it was Asher Niskel. Mashayin can bosa b'cholav. Flesh is mutter on its own, meat, milk is mutter on its own. Only after you mix it becomes osir. It had a shas hechshin, shas akasha. And therefore, it had a shas akasha, you could, what do you call it, Why? Where does he learn out this concept? Because right now you cannot eat it, it's not mekabel tumah anymore. But it's food. He learns my pasuk. It says in pasuk, "Mikola oichel." It says in Nishmi, "Mikola oichel asheye oichel," from any food that can be eaten. And then it says, "It comes in whatever it is, water, it's mekabotum and so on." So when mikola oichel asheye oichel, any food that can be eaten. Oichel sha'at liyochel, if you cannot eat l'chol apachas l'achil l'achin, give it to others, even to goyim, kor oichel. Oichel sha'at liyochel l'achil, food that you cannot give to anybody else, even to goyim, because also b'hanav, if it's also b'hanav, you can't give to anybody. Ain't kor oichel, it's not cold food. Not cold food. Remember the whole machlek is in Achreinim, in Rashi, in Psochim, if you can give chometz to your dog to eat, or a dog from Hefker, to eat. So l'chayda, you could give to animals to eat. Is that considered?
That's a
lot,
no?
So that's has to be your, okay, it's allowed to be your dogs or davke stam dogs. Hefke. But I guess feeding animals is not considered. Says him, what about pigul b'mincha? Now look, so let's go back to our case now. You just came along and said, what did he say? He said by a korban mincha, that if you, Rabbi Ishi came along and said, by a korban mincha, if you mefagel it, so nobody can eat it, fafam. Now what? That's not mekabel tum anymore. But l'chayde, before you mefagel it, when you prepared this mincha, flour and water and everything else, you were able to eat it. It's only when you put the kaimitz onto the mizbeach, you ruined it. So it's a shas akreisha here. So what are you telling me? You said according to Reb Shimon, nobody, it's not a kabbal tumah, but it is. Could have had a shas akreisher. Freddy Gemara Reb Eisher says the Gemara. Yeah, so the question on Reb. Yeah. No, while was alive the animal you could or Shereniskel. While the animal was alive, you couldn't eat either. Behema b'chaya is also. Yeah, exactly. It didn't become. Yeah, it was never a moment that you could have eaten it. Says the Gemara, "Lo pigul mincha nami." Oichol she'aruch lachil lachedim buyoch. What's going on here? Says the Gemara, "Ihachi." If the reason of Rav Shimon is whether you can feed somebody else or not, l'chayda basa b'cholav nami tepaklei sha'ati yoch lachil lachedim. If that's going to be a question, let's analyze it further. Rav Shimon holds that basa b'cholav is muta b'hano. Not everyone agrees that basa b'cholav is osa b'hano. So if the so I said Rav Shimon, why do you have to tell me the reason by basa b'cholav is because I had a shas akoshin? Tell me the reason why basa b'cholav is mekabel tumi is because you're allowed to feed it to any it's muta b'hano. If that's how you learn Pshat, let me ask a question. Basa b'chol nami, why did he have to say basa b'chol had a shas ha-kosher? They believe the oichol sha'at yochel achil ha-cheirimu. Why is it oichol sha'at that even if Rav Shimon holds, you can feed others? The time you learned, basa b'chol also b'chol achil mut b'anah, basa b'chol also b'chil mut b'anah, it says, ki am kodesh l'ashem l'kecha. It says, you're am kodesh to the Eibishter, and then it says, l'savashkidi b'chalei v'imai. So this passage talks about the mitzvah of l'savashkidi. And then l'halonoim, and a little bit further, it says, v'anshe kodesh t'yili. Here it says, ki am kodesh, when it associates to the Isser of Bas B'chalov, it says, ki am kodesh ata. And when it, then later on, when it talks about kodesh, it talks about treif. And what do we know about treif? And what do you know about treif? Malahal osu b'achil muta b'hano, afkan osu b'achil muta b'hano. The chayla, you should compare Bas B'chalov to treif. And just like treif is muta b'hano, so too Bas B'chalov muta b'hano. So l'chayda, before we get to your deal, we're trying to understand here, why Bas B'chalov, they have to come up with the idea of shas akresh, talk about the fact that it's muta b'hano. So you must say, right. Rav Shimon is dealing with everybody. Father, first of all, he holds, according to me, Lishitasi, Bas B'chalav, the Oichel Shata Yochel Achila, you can feed others, and therefore definitely what? It's Mekabel Tum, it's still food. Nami, even according to you, who agree, or those people who say Bas B'chalav, it had a Shasa Kosher, therefore I agree that what? That it's Mekabel Tum. It had a Shasa Kosher. Now, we didn't answer the question about Mincha. How could Rabbi Ishi say by Mincha? We'll come back to it soon. Mason, ask a question. Ask a question, yeah. Mason, Rashi adds that the animals, Egla Rufa and Bashar Niskel, not only were they also to eat while they were alive, so never Shasa Kosher, they also couldn't become a deny. A living animal cannot become tummy. A person becomes tummy. A living animal cannot become tummy. So there's no concept of tummy or food, anything before. So there was never a shasa kosher for, never wrote to be kabel tummy while I was alive. Both angles. Says the Gemara Raita, makes us a question. Rav Shimon says, "Yesh noiser shehu mektame tumas oichun." Sometimes noiser can become tame if it had a shasa kosher, and the yesh noiser sheinu mektame tumas oichun. Sometimes noiser, if something becomes noiser, you cannot be mekabel tum anymore. How's it work? Ketzad. Lon leaf nezrika, if it became noisy before you sprayed the blood, in other words, it never had a shasa kosher, there was never a moment you could have eaten it, then ain't a matamatu is oichud. It never had a shasa kosher. Or belachazika, you sprinkled the blood on the mizbech, just that you left the meat overnight, since you could have eaten it after the sprinkling of blood, it had a shasa kosher. So therefore, after it became noisy, it's still makabal tumah. Matamatu is oichud. So the chayit, pigul, we're going back to the Rabbi Isha. Pigul. Bain bikotchi kochim, bain bikotchi kalim, ainam metame tumas oichun. And then it says over here that pigul, whether kochi kochim and whether by kochi kalim is not metame tumas oichun. Again, because it's not food. Pigul b'mincha, but if you were mefagel by mincha, it isn't metame tumas oichun. It isn't metame tumas oichun. So it's clearly here, not a Rabbi Isha. Before we just made a diak. Here it's clear, it says b'feiders, that pigul by mincha is still metame tumas oichlin. You said before, according to Rav Shimon, pigul by mincha is not food anymore, and therefore it's not metame tumas oichlin. First, we had a problem about the shasa kosher business. Second, well, clearly it says here that it's not metame tumas oichlin. Like kasha. So he answers both in one go. Kansha hoysel lo shasa kosher, we kansha hoysel shasa kosher. It depends if this mincha had a shasa kosher, then it's mekabel tumah now, even though you mefagel it. If it had no shasa kosher, it's not mekabel tumah. How does that work? What do you mean it had no shasa kosher? How can that be? While the stalks were growing, you said, you know what, I'm going to use these stalks for korban mincha. While the stalks, you can eat them. And when they turned to, and the moment they became flower, they were ready kosher. They never had a shasa kosher that they weren't a korban. You could, but you makadosh it right now, so you cannot use it for anything else at the moment. Till you redeem it. So just redeem it, like you're asking. Let him redeem it, because it's not kedusha guf yet, till it goes klei shadus. You can redeem it. Says the Gemara, you're right. It's honey chalachlish and abreisha tmein. The one we had an opinion. There are two opinions in Abayisha himself. What he holds, the loshes that Abayisha holds, that tamei nivdin, the only tamei can be redeemed. Abay tohayin ain nivdin. If Abayisha himself holds that while there's toy, you cannot redeem it. That's why these stalks you cannot redeem. Shapi makes sense. Since you mekadosh it while there was stalks, there was still toy, you cannot redeem it. So therefore, never had a shasa kosher. So that never had a kosher. That mincha, if you made pigul, it doesn't mean it's not mekabel tumah. The other version of Rabbi Yishe, the Amabila just before. I feel it to hide in Nivdin, that even while it's tired, you can still redeem it. Lift the kinu, let him redeem it. Says him, well, you're right, you could. But Hashem in the party, we're talking about a case we didn't. The fact is, didn't redeem it, and he was mefagel, therefore never had a shasa kosher. He was never chulin, and therefore never had a shasa kosher. Therefore, it's not, after you mefagel it, it's not mekabel tumah. So what? The kiv and the iboy potiklay, the fact is, he could have been potiklay, and Abshimin is one of those that could have, is good enough. He says, "If it could have, it's good enough." Would we say that at the time? Pora mitamet tumas oichlin. He says that a pora aduma, even though it's asaba no, it is mitamet tumas oichlin. Why is a pora aduma mitamet tumas oichlin? It had a shasa kosher before you set it aside. Therefore, mitamet tumas oichlin. What do you mean? What was the shasa kosher? He holds that even if you shechted it, since you could have redeemed it before you did the rest of the before you burnt it and everything else, you could have redeemed it, but you didn't redeem it. Is a raya the fact that you could have? You do, but it's the shasa kosher is even.
Carbon.
That's right. Remember, we learned before that part of it's not really a carbon, even though it's called a chatas. It's not really a carbon until you burn it. But you didn't burn it, you just shachted it. Now, remember, we said before about rare things, you can't do this. One answer the Gemara, obviously, part of Duma is rarer than anything else, but obviously, we're not following that opinion. Gemara, Hachi Hashta, what are you comparing? Bishleima, para. So in fact, it's sometimes a mitzvah to redeem it and move on to the next one. When she motzached is no hey a mitzvah of doisa. How is that ever possible? It's such a rare thing. Yet the din is if they after they started the process of a paraduma, if they found a nicer one. What does no hey mean? I don't know either, because a paraduma has to be like, you know, except one or two hairs, unless it has no hairs. that are black. Only everything is one kulay.
Physical, apart from the redness, maybe the physical appearance. It's a bigger, more muscular, or more fatter animal.
All we want is for the ashes. Okay. Mitzvah of Daisa. Over there's a mitzvah bit paid. It's, even though you didn't do it, we'll say it's as if it happened. Elehani menoch is mitzvah of Daisa. Is there a mitzvah to redeem the mincha? Not at all. So therefore, how can you assume that it happened already? You can't compare paraduma to mincha. Says the Gemara. Well, lon b'fnei zika. What about if it was lon before you sprayed it? The mitzvah mizike. There was a mitzvah. You said before that if it was overnight before you sprayed it, so therefore never has a kosher. But let's since you should have sprayed it, it's as if you did, and since there's a mitzvah to spray, that's the mitzvah. V'boy yizori. Turned the amatamaz oichlin. Yet it said the poil if it didn't spray, it's amatamaz oichlin. Even though it's a mitzvah, you did a minute before you did the carbon the tomage of in a bayim, therefore you didn't have a chance to do it at all. Therefore, you can't say, oh, it's as if you did it, because there is no as if you did it. So what we're saying, if you had time, even though you didn't spray it, it's as if you did spray it, and therefore the shas a kosher. So let's say big chiddush. At the tani lan, why do you have to make a difference lan la achazika before zika or achazika? And you say if you sprayed it already, it's mekabel tum mitamid loichlin. Liflik by the day. Talk about even if you didn't spray it. Sometimes it is mekabel tum and sometimes it's not. But merv already mean Wednesday it's not mekabel tum. There's no time at all, so you can't imagine you sprayed it. That's exactly what you mean. Lon koydim sheyidel zikin. Not that you didn't spray it at all. It meant that if it stayed overnight before it was rolled to be sprayed, because you did it 1 minute before the last opportunity to do it. But once if you did it and there was time to do it, even though you didn't spray it, it's as if you sprayed it and it's very much of a pigle. It says in the Bereisa 4, pigle, bain bikotche kotchim, bain bikotche kalim. It said before that if you be mafagle, it's saib kotche kotche kalim, it's not metame to mezaychun. Right? Not suitable. Look, I had a shaz kosher, and don't tell me that you didn't spray it, but mitzvah music is a mitzvah spray it as if you did it. Vi boy zadik, uktar name metame zaychun. My love must be talking about the pigle bezrika. You mafagle it, lochayr. When did you mafagle it? At the moment of the zrika, lochayr, you mafagle zrika, so you were zaydik it. And still, it says Tabas Oichel. Even though it had a shas kosher, it had a shas kosher before. You could, you know, it's what
those,
it says
for those couple of moments. Before,
yeah,
before you
mafagli by the spraying, because you could have sprayed it. The Gemara, you could have sprayed it behechshir. You lepoil sprayed it an hour later, b'psul. You could have sprayed it 10 minutes ago behechshir, so it could have been, and therefore it should be. And there's a mitzvah spray. The Gemara, like, no, we're talking about a case here. The pigul b'shchita, you mafagli it in shchita, and before. Because you mafagli in the moment shchita, there was never a shas kosher. When was the shas kosher? While I was alive, behema b'chayev b'cheskin yisoymedus, and the moment you shechted, you mafagli it. So that's why over there it's no longer mekabel tuma. Then you might have a pigul b'zika mai, but if you take a mafagli b'zika, you said you could have done it. It is mekabel tuma. Hachi named the metamet to zeichlin. So Adatoni, why did the Braisa make a difference? Pigul b'mincha metamet by mincha, it says the metamet zeichlin leaflet b'zika in the animal itself. But Medrav Amuri, when they say that it's not mekabel tuma, the pigul b'shchita, because never had a shas kosher. Avul pigul b'zika, but if you mafagli when you sprayed it, metamet tuma zeichlin. Say that's metamet tuma zeichlin, because you're saying now that the whole word is whether it had a shas kosher or not. So say that pigul b'shchita had no shas kosher, it's not food. But if you mafagli by zika when you sprayed it, it had a shas kosher. You could have sprayed it 5 minutes ago kosher. Then it is food. Says the Gemara, no, you're right, you could have said that, but there's a chiddush involved here by mincha. Pigul be mincha itzchalei. You need it by mincha. The afagav the pigul be kmitza, even though when you mafagle it, later on, when you took the kaimitz on his bech, so lechayda you would argue it had shas kosher. The kaimitz be mincha kishchitami. And no, it had no shas kosher, sorry. Kaimitz by mincha, just like you shechted it, therefore you never had a shas kosher, because that is the first stage. I feel hachim mitame tumas oichlin. Why? Before the shchita had a shas kosher, so that's something we don't have by an animal. An animal called man is alive. There's no shas kosher. Shchita the first moment, and mincha you would have thought is similar to an animal. He's telling you no. By a mincha, even though kmitza is a shchita, but it did have a shas kosher when it was flour and water, you could have done the kmitza correctly, and so on. Okay, we'll stop here.